when someone recommends a company or a person to us, the first thing we are doing is looking for her or him or it in the internet. So it's very important to just make sure everybody knows what you're standing for.
Get Inspired, your podcast for more inspiration and your business talk about how to connect, how to empower, and how to get inspired. With amazing guests interviewed by Ricarda, our founder of My Collective.
We all have an online identity, whether we want to or not. So what will people find when they look you up online? In our podcast today, changemaker and author Dominique Leikauf shares her tips on how to share your digital identity and why it's so important.
Thank you so much for coming and welcome to My Collective. We would love to talk about personal branding, the digital positioning, and basically, let's summarize it as the digital me. And let us start with personal branding. Why does one even need personal branding?
So I think everybody of us know the situation when we are in a room and the people are talking and you're not there. So what these people are talking about you while you are not there is your personal brand. So it's very important to just make sure everybody knows what you're standing for. It's like the red thread through our entire personality. And the personal branding helps us to position ourselves in the right way, or better, the way we want other people to see us. This includes both, so the analog and the digital way. And while we are looking for our personal identity or brand, it's also a lot about self-reflection and saying yes or no. So saying yes to topics or people that are very interesting for us or we are interested in, and also no to things or topics that we are doing at the moment, but we don't like it that much or we don't see it for our future. So it's also very cleansing, I would say. And as we think about personal branding, so we have to think about always like what are the topics we would like to be associated with and which issues we would like to deal with more and more in future. So I think this is the first steps of personal branding, and also just a short summary why we need it, because yeah, we know it, like when someone recommends a company or a person to us, the first thing we are doing is looking for her or him or it in the internet.
We Google it. Okay. Yeah. So let's say we all know that we have to do something. How do we get started? How do you do it right?
So as I said before, it has a lot to do with self-reflection. So you have to think about who am I? So who am I really? That's sometimes a very difficult question in all the stressy situation we are in. Then what topics have I been dealing with in the last few months? And which of these topics did I enjoy dealing with or not? Also, on which topics did more of the external people think it was great that I was dealing with it? But to be honest, I don't really like it. So we shouldn't do that in future. And what kind of topics do other topics or people directly connect me with? I think this is the most important thing on personal branding. So you have to ask your friends, not only your family, because sometimes they are biased, but good friends or colleagues. So what are the first three topics that are come in your mind when you think about me? That's super important. And then you have to look, are these the three topics I want to be related with? And the last thing I think it's important is, what would I like to be more associated with in the future? And where would I like to focus my attention in this context? Another quick thing that is very important is you also have to double check again and again. So if you have your target group in mind. So first of all, who is your target group? Is it just like internal colleagues? Is it your external network? What topics does your target group deal with? Where are the overlappings? And also, where do I find my target group? And where do they find me? So usually it's LinkedIn, to be honest.
Okay. So if I've done all of this reflection and I've realized that all the three topics that my friends see me connected with, I might not be the ones that I have in mind, but I have some different ones in mind. I probably need to do something about it, right? So what do I do? How do I get started? Is it Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn? Which platform do I use? Where do I start? let's say, from a corporate perspective, if I'm in the corporate environment, which platform would you recommend and how do I get started there?
So as I see, everybody of you is in a very big company or corporate environment, also international, I would definitely recommend LinkedIn, because there's also Xing, but to be honest, it's a very old world on Xing. It's like the old HR people are on Xing and some other people that I did not realize that LinkedIn is the new thing. Yeah, Facebook, I think it's more personal and less business. So I would always recommend to focus on LinkedIn. Yeah, so, and the next step is to make LinkedIn more personal. For me, the most important thing is that you bring your personal style into it. So for example, if you work in a very extremely conservative environment, but you are more rather unconventional and more direct than your colleagues or than other people, bring it exactly in the style, because that's you and this is what we're talking about, like personal branding. So you have to stand out of the very lots of people that are in your area next to you.
So can you be a bit more precise here? So let's assume we all have our LinkedIn profile and we all have our sort of CV steps on it. What's the edge? How do I make a difference on my LinkedIn profile?
So I think like the premium league on LinkedIn is the short description. So if you go on LinkedIn, you always see the name and then there are like two or three statements you can bring under your name. It's like the short description, and this short description has to contain everything important about you that makes others want to know more about you. For example, your three hashtags you're interested in, or like I wrote the Zukunftsrepublik, for example, with some other people. So this is exactly beyond my name. And in addition, so you have your normal resume normally on your LinkedIn profile. And it's super important that it not only contains your stations, but also bullet points of the contents of your tasks and or your position and the about you topic. It's like an attractive management summary about you, your topics, your mission, and for example, what you're doing currently. So perhaps also you can add my collective edit in the moment.
Okay, so let's say I have all of this. I'm adjusting my LinkedIn profile. I have a great sort of subline of my title, and I also write something in the about section. Why would that be important if I'm happy in my job? So let's say I have a team leader, the career is going on, it's all working. Why would I need it if I'm happy in the job and don't want to change? How is that important for an internal career within a corporate setting?
I think LinkedIn is far more than your CV online. If you're looking for a job, it's really like your personal identity online. And as I think your internal network is as much as important as your external network, it's very important that the stakeholders in your corporate environment or your company know what you are dealing with or what you're interested in. And also these stakeholders can change. So it's super important that if other people are Googling for you, they know what you're standing for. And also I think it's super important as well that everybody knows in the company who you are and what the topics you're interested in, because sometimes the topics you're interested in are not the same topics you're dealing with at a moment in your job. So if there are exciting projects or some proposal for new job positions or anything else that is going on in your company, it's very nice to have your LinkedIn profile up to date.
I get it. So it's about securing your current job and positioning yourself for the next job.
Yeah, and also find other people that are just, you can have an exchange on the topics you're dealing with at the moment in your job or in your next job, because it's very great to meet new people over LinkedIn. And it's super simple, to be honest, to connect via social media, because the barrier is not there anymore, like if you're going to an event or something like that. And these people can also help you at your current position or to find another position. But I think everybody's happy now at their job.
Yeah, I mean, if you're moving in your career, you have to move from one place to another, right? So you're kind of moving. If to move up, this might be also a good option. Now, if you look at what, for example, CEOs or board members of companies are doing, they're quite well positioned, but they probably also have a whole social media team supporting them. How do I do it if I don't have a social media supporting team yet? How much time do you think one should spend or could spend on sort of setting up their profile? What's your recommendation there? How to basically grow it organically yourself?
So first of all, be nice and kind to yourself. So don't have the idea of getting 2,000 followers in 1 month, because that is too much. But I think 15 minutes per day is enough. So first of all, strategy is everything. So you have to do your homework, but I think you already have your LinkedIn profile and created or optimized it. And so what you can do during these 15 minutes, you can first of all look at your contacts or followers, and it's not important the number of contacts that you have, but that you double check, like, are these the people I want to deal with in my normal life? Are these role models I want to follow, or are these very exciting people with great ideas that I want to share my ideas with? So that is the first thing to do. And during the other 15 minutes, you can write an article on a topic. Sometimes that lasts longer, but you don't have to write an article like every day. So once a month or once every 2 or 3 months would be fine as well. You can write a post on an exciting topic or article you read. You can share also a post from your network or add an opinion on it. So you can comment on existing posts from your network, or you can just like existing posts from your network, because that is what makes LinkedIn super interesting, that you always see the posts your network is liking or commenting. And so you get more and more contacts that could be interesting for you, and you can also add them, because I think if you have the premium one, you can add 100 people per month on LinkedIn. And also there are a high number of people you can add if you don't have a premium account as well.
Mm-hmm. And then you would show in your LinkedIn profile your sort of, let's say, the topics that you want to position yourself with, but also the kind of red thread that goes through your CV. So now, talking about the red thread, is our red thread at My Collective and our leadership program is that we're converting parenting skills into leadership skills. Did you ever see parenting skills featuring there? And which parenting skills would you see as a leadership skills should be featured there? And the last one is, do you think a parental leave should be featured on your CV, on your LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, so these are a lot of questions, but try to answer them all.
Let's start with a parenting question that is a leadership skill. Which one do you think should be on there?
Yeah, I think so. I don't have a baby. That's so I'm not in a position to say that, to be honest, but I can just think about it and you can tell me at the end if I'm right or wrong. That would be nice to get into that discussion. So I think if we're talking about personal branding, it's about part of your personality that you are a parent, and it's a great part of your personality. So in my opinion, of course, it should be represented in your LinkedIn profile as well. But as everything in life, I think it has to be shown on a certain way. So for example, my kind of personality is always with a little fun in it. So I would always, so I just thought about how I would say I'm on a parental leave on my LinkedIn profile. And I think I would write like, I'm not working as at least officially because I'm running a small family business at the moment and I'm learning or practicing the following skills every day. And so there could be multitasking or going through very stressful situations by staying calm as well, or think about what the other person need from me while not talking the same language. I think there are so many parental skills that are very important in your job that we can fulfill in your LinkedIn profile at the end.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Thank you so much. And we will take the rest of your answers to the discussion in the group. Thank you so much for joining us for that interview.
Thank you. Bye.